This is HPR episode 2549 entitled DVD Ripping Using Old Hardware. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 5 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is how I put an older machine and a little cash to repurpose it.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day, listeners. This is Archer72. So I think I finally got everything together for this episode for HPR. Let's go through how the steps of how I put together a DVD ripping and CD ripping machine from old hardware. I had a tower that I had put aside in storage. And it sat for about a year, and wife found a motherboard at the Goodwill, which was actually a Savers. It ran about $8, but it found out that they had no video on the board. So I picked up an 8-meg video card just to get the video running to see what it was outputting, if it was getting any errors. At this point, I found out the power supply fan had seized up on me, so I ended up we have a Fry's out here, and they found out that I was going to put this fan into a power supply, and I got a huge warning about how I would electrocute myself if I put this fan in without taking precautions. So anyways, I got everything back together, and it powered up fine, and I used a live USB distro to see what I could get working on this particular system. I almost forgot I didn't have any distros installed to the hard drive. I decided instead to use a USB key as a way of installing my media, because that way I could make it portable to take to any machine, and also I could make it a lot easier for me to back up just to my laptop or the network. At the time, I tried Arch because that was working for me, and I got it installed, and sometime later, about 6 months later, they found out they were going to have an end of life in the end of 2017. Correction, the end of life was for the 32-bit system of Arch, so that's why I was needed to move on to a different type of distribution. And from a lot of HPRs, I had heard Klaatu talk about Slackware, so I was thinking maybe that would work. When I was doing the install, I found it useful to have a script so that I could cheroot into the new Slackware install, because I was having a little bit of trial and error to get it to boot completely. I added a delay in the Makinit RC. Otherwise, it had a message about not finding /MNT in the etc/fs tab. The first thing I did after getting a successful boot was change the SSH to an alternative port. And then I was able to SSH into the box, install mplayer, tmux, and rip it. Well, of course, after I had installed SBO package, which is a package manager for slackbuilds.org. After a bit of searching, I found out I could use mplayer to rip streams for movies and for TV shows, because otherwise that That's actually the best way to bypass the encryption. Next, I installed TMUX, which is a terminal multiplexer, so I can jump back and forth between a different laptop, PC, or mobile device. As I mentioned before, I needed to rip any type of video media, regardless of encryption. So this method only needed libdvd CSS to read the DVD, and I could do anything, including Disney. I'm looking at use with Star Wars and the Tron movies. A bonus to building this machine is that I could rip CDs using the Ripit command line utility. Scripts are in the show notes and on GitHub for the stream ripping and the TV show ripping. Happy ripping! I can be reached on IRC on Freenode, username Archer72, or on Mastodon x.xyz at Archer72. Thanks.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.